Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Ethan Hahn Plus, where you get your daily dose of fun, knowledge, peace, positivity, and whatever makes you feel good or laugh, we have it here. If it's your first time joining me, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Don't forget to hit that like button and show some support to the channel. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're kind of going back to our roots a little bit on this show, where I get recommended a friend from a friend, and we just have them on the podcast to just talk about life, to talk about their dreams, their aspirations, maybe their love life, maybe whatever they want to do for the future. That's kind of dreams and aspirations, isn't it? I've already repeated that. Anyway, everyone, let's not waste any more time, shall we? Welcome Tiki Patel to the show.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. Kamusta to my Filipino.
Kamusta?
To my Filipino brothers and sisters. And yeah. Namaste to my Indian brothers and sisters. And hello to everyone else.
Very nice. Which I will say, I'm glad you started off this way, broke the ice a little bit. First Indian on the podcast.
Yes.
There we go.
We're diverse around here. I know you are, Ethan.
We're very diverse. Yeah. Have you been to India before?
Oh, yes. Yes.
You've been?
Many times.
Many
times. It's been a long time. Long time.
Were you born there or born here?
Born here. I was okay. First gen, born nice. Here in America.
Okay. And the way me and Tiki kind of linked up was through, you guys know him. He's on the posters here in the back. Gilbert Wong kind of connected us through some hangouts. And Gilbert recommended you highly. For coming on the podcast. Apparently, you're a pretty popular guy, Tiki.
I'd say so. I'm well known.
Well known. Yeah. Your real name is Pratik?
Pratik. Yes.
Pratik.
Yeah, nice. It's not the worst mispronunciation, it could have been worse.
Yeah. Do people call you that?
By your actual name? Patrik.
Patrik. That's a good one.
I don't know how that's possible because the R is before the A.
Yeah, it's all kind of mixed up.
But, anytime a substitute teacher would just say Patrik, I just raise my
hand. It's a lot easier. Yeah, it's easier than
correcting them because I'm never going to see them again.
Right, exactly.
I see them 2 weeks later.
Okay, well, hey, give everyone listening here a little background on Tiki. Like, well, tell us a little about yourself before we get into this.
So, I'm a Scorpio, everyone. I love the fall. And then graduated from the University of Delaware with a neuroscience degree. I'm doing my MBA right now at Regent University. So, that's going. And working at United Medical Clinic.
Yeah.
No, Ethan also.
I was also there too. I did about 4 years, and I graduated.
Yeah. Yes, he's a big, well known guy at United Medical.
I like to tell people. I think you took the spot of being the guy. I think. But you're in the clinic. You're across the street.
Yeah.
Right.
Soon at the corporate. Hopefully.
Oh, soon in the corporate. Okay, you're gonna make your way up. You're gonna make your way up there. Yeah. You got that connect. That was a connection through Gilbert, right?
Yeah,
you got
their Gilbert.
Job there. Shout out to United Medical, by the way. Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Love them. But so you're working right now, and is medical field kind of where you want to take things?
Just want to work on the business aspect of the healthcare sector. So work my way hopefully up to a practice administrator, maybe an owner of a clinic one day. Mm-hmm. We'll see where this goes.
Is this a family thing or a you thing? Or
it's a me thing.
You
it's,
thing.
It's
nice.
It's a me thing.
Okay. Not the stereotype, but yeah.
I mean, I come from a stereotypical background, liquor store, gas station.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
So.
I got a bit of an ignorant question. Mm-hmm. Do you know Nathan Patel?
I do know Nathan
Patel.
You
know Nathan?
Oh, my God. From, Christiana.
He went to Christiana.
Yes,
I know him there.
He's
yeah.
one of my closest best friends.
Shut up.
Yes,
you guys were like close
family friends. He was just texting me. It was his sister's birthday the other day.
Yeah, I saw him posting about that.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, and they invited me to dinner tonight, but I was like, no, I can't.
Did you tell him you were coming to
this?
Did you actually tell him Ethan's podcast?
Yes.
Did he say anything about
that? He was just confused about it. He was like, Ethan, like, it's just jogging his memory back.
Get the heck out. Yeah, it's been a minute since I've talked to him.
Yeah.
That's so funny, you guys. So, do you also know Kush?
I know Kush, Yes.
Okay.
He opened up a Bubacos, and
I'm so excited to shout out to. It's called Bubacos, right?
Bubacos.
I wasn't sure how to pronounce it, but
or Bubacos. Oh, it's Bubacos.
Bubacos burritos, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He just opened up a a nice restaurant in a little
Middletown.
Yeah, burrito joint in Middletown. So we'll plug that there. But
it's much better. It's much better than Moe's and Qdoba.
I'm excited. No, I immediately swiped up and I was like, I'm gonna have to go there and do some content. And he was like, down
it's,
for that.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah,
I've been there once when I was in Florida.
Okay,
so worth it.
Wow. Okay, so it's a chain thing. I thought, mm-hmm. okay, but wow, but he like owns the one in Middletown, right?
He owns
right?
the one in Middletown.
That's awesome. Wow, shout out to that man. That's cool. But small world, that's great. Because Kush, I know all the way back from elementary school, actually.
Yeah?
So I knew him first. And so sorry for everyone listening to this, but this is all just personal stuff at this point. But we're connecting all the Indians of Delaware, apparently.
I mean, they're all Patels, so
Patels, right, in a way, you guys all connect.
We all know each other somehow. Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, I knew Kush from elementary school and then met Nathan in high school. And I mean, Kush also went to Christiana, too, so the three of us kind of linked up there. But that's so funny that part of me was like, in a whim, I'm like, let me ask if he just knows.
Yeah.
I mean, in a weird way, all Filipinos know each other, too.
Yeah, it's the same thing, I know.
Yeah,
you guys have your community, we have our own community.
Right,
Delaware's so small that everyone knows each other.
Well, sorry to the Patel family, Nathan's Patel family, for him taking him away from dinner. That's so fun. But yeah, dude, small world. So Gilbert, why he really highly recommended you, he just said you're a fun guy.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Now a little bit more relaxed.
I want to say, too, back in the day, so like your college days, you'd say.
Yes.
I was fully under the impression, the way Gilbert promoted you, that you were in a frat.
No, I was... I'm going to make this very, very clear.
Okay.
I was not an official frat member. Mm. I was not
okay.
tied to a frat. Mm. I was nowhere near that underground life.
Yeah. Okay. Love okay? that.
So I do not have any sort of affiliations to any sort of fraternity in the state.
Okay. So no one get mad at him if whatever he talks about today.
These are things that I just know.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all it is.
I love this because this is also a world that I've always been curious about. We had one person on the podcast that kind of dove into it, but it wasn't really the main thing of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd love for you to, like, I don't know, like, what crazy stories you got from your past, man? Like,
That I know that I've experienced with some people that I know?
Sure, okay. Yeah. Like, yeah, let's start.
Okay. Well,
let's dive right into it. Yeah.
This is going to take a weird turn, so.
Okay. No real segue into it, right?
Yeah. Well, keep it family-friendly, folks.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of organizations at the University of Delaware that are the sororities, the fraternities, and you also have different clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have, like, the business frats. So, you have the social frats and social sororities.
Mm-hmm.
And the frats are known for a lot of their hazing process.
Right.
So this is like from what I know is that when you come in as a freshman, everyone knows you're underage. You want to go drink. You want to go party somewhere because you're living at the dorms. You don't have anywhere to go. Mm. So most of them do decide to rush. And that's what the term is, rushing.
Okay, rushing.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's like, you know, you... go to different fraternity organizations, like they host dinners and, well, not dinners, but like gatherings at like different places on Main Street, like Deer Park or Grottoes, where you can casually meet the brothers, get to know who they are, what
so
type of organization.
So it's like an orientation in a way?
Essentially,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you get to meet them and then like you just get to see if you like the guys, do you like, how do I say this? Like they all have their own mottos,
mm-hmm.
and they have their own stereotypes.
Okay. Yeah. Like, okay. Sure.
Each one has one. There's one that's like mainly filled with like Italian guys.
Mm.
So you know that if you're Italian, you're going to want to go with the Italian guys.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also have like the few outliers.
Well, I was going to say, so for frats specifically, for frats specifically like that,
mm-hmm.
would they take an Asian Ethan Hahn?
They could.
They could, but they're not opposed, but it's just...
is they have a preference.
Sure, yeah.
So they would prefer to have that Italian Guido.
Yeah. right.
Then,
not some longanisa or anything like that.
Right. Than Ethan Hahn, the Asian.
Yeah, exactly, right.
But
right.
If they, you know, if they love you when they get to meet you, they'll vouch for you. And they take a certain amount of folks each semester.
Okay.
And... let's just say, you know, you get along. They're like, hey, we want you to rush.
Mm.
Or not rush, pledge. I'm sorry. That's the term. pledge.
And real quick, before we move on, you know most of this information just through other people.
Yes, most of my friends that were in either frats or in sororities.
And there's no, there's no like secret, stuff like you're held to the code, Tiki. You can't tell any of this
after. Well,
I mean, you're a grown man now, but yeah.
But yes, at the time, yeah, you're supposed to not tell anyone.
Shut it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And so the pledges. So let's just say, we took Ethan Han into our fraternity.
Okay.
So at first, they're going to, like, invite you to their mixers and everything, like, which is their parties that they host off-site, off-campus, or on, like, underground house parties.
Mm.
And then you're just there having fun, a good time. But then, let's just say 2 weeks go by, that's when the real hell begins.
Right, okay. They reel you in with, like, the calm stuff.
Yeah, the good stuff, like, oh, this is what your life's going to be like.
Right.
Once you know you're a full member, like it's going to be easy.
Yeah.
You just have to get through this and that, and then they put you, like I said, through hell, which starts usually I think the second week or after their party that they host offsite.
Mm.
So then these kids have to do everything their pledge master says. So a pledge master is the person responsible for that entire pledge class.
Okay.
So. Wow. They're the ones that usually abuses them, makes them do
it's like their drill sergeant.
Yes,
in a way.
In a way, yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. So they make them do all sorts of different activities that are not fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like at 3 a.m. some of them are like, oh, go to the liquor store and get me this and that.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Or do my homework.
They're all living in one big frat house.
So the guys, some are living in the frat house, but majority of these are freshmen.
Okay.
Think about this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're doing this from the dorms, and you still have class to go to, schoolwork.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
This is happening throughout that 16-week semester.
And they're just randomly, requesting things. Like,
yes.
Get out. Oh, okay,
and in the middle of the week, they can call you at any time to the house and abuse you, make you do all sorts of different activities.
Gosh.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And
all to get into the frat.
Just to be an official member of the frat.
An official member of the frat.
In the next semester, so in the spring semester.
Wow, okay.
So these guys would, let's just say, there's Alpha Frat.
Mm.
So what I know is one of my friends, he had to go through this. They would take a cardboard box, right? And you know, like, you just open it up, it turns into a rectangle.
Yeah.
So they would put you inside the rectangle.
Okay.
And you have to stay in that the entire night. And whatever the brothers, aka the other members, would throw at you has to stay in there. So if you have to pee, poop, do anything else,
shut up.
It has to be done within that box. And if you do not, you know, if you leave that confinement, then you will get beaten up.
So you're just sitting there all day?
No, you're standing while they're throwing eggs or milk, whatever.
Oh my God.
Sometimes you have to drink an entire fifth of a liter of alcohol.
Oh my God. Wow. Did you see this?
No. Yeah, yeah. These are things that
just happened. I mean, of course, I feel like that would have to happen behind closed doors.
There's no point of me making this up.
Yeah, 100%.
But
yeah.
So that's what I know. Some other frats that I know, this is a good one.
This
is a very good one. So what they would do, it was an unofficial frat.
Okay.
So
what's unofficial, though? Like, just not in a...
So they're not claimed by the university. They're not recognized as a fraternity by the University of Delaware.
Okay, okay, okay.
So they can do whatever they want.
Okay.
Because it's unofficial.
On top of already the craziness.
Yeah, on top of the official frats.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can do pretty much anything in the book, and no one's going to say anything.
Oh, my God.
They're not going to report it.
Yeah.
Because they want to be a part of that frat.
Right.
So there was this thing back in freshman year that I know. What they would do is make you get undressed. They would have everyone in a circle. And you would have to grab the other man's genitals, and you would have to put your thumb up.
No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, and you would have to walk around in a circle while holding the other man's genitals while your finger's up there.
That's
in the person in front of you.
Sus at the end of the day. But I guess you got to get creative when you're in these to see how badly they want to get into it.
Yes.
But it's just shocking that people will want to go through that stuff too, man. That's
it's crazy. People but get the thing is that about it. It's like a title.
Yeah.
Like they want to be, I'm part of this XYZ frat.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, come over. Like, we're throwing a party.
Mm-hmm.
He says that to a female. They're going to come over if they really want to come to that frat's party.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just crazy to think about some of these things.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another one.
But so, like, because they're considered, I guess, there's organizations within the university.
The ones that are official and recognized.
Yeah. Would you say, I guess, it's just a way for college kids to make friends? It's an unfortunate way to make friends. You know what I mean?
The best way is that you're paying for friends.
Paying for friends. That's exactly how one of my buddies put it one time. He's like, you're basically paying for friendship.
It has its perks. Like, you might know someone that's famous that was in your sorority. Or let's say if you're hiring for a job and they were in your sorority, you might have a better
chance. Do you know
chance.
How it pays off future-wise? Like, for the long run? Or does it pay off anyway in the long run?
I'll
or
be honest
it's just
with
experiences
you.
In college?
The only way that I can see it being beneficial if you're a member of a fraternity or a sorority is if you're, like, on part of the cabinet. So that's like the president, vice president, the e-board, whatever. Mm-hmm. So they're like the folks that, you know, run the sorority. So
maybe it gives you like leadership experience.
Yep, that's what I was going to say.
For like later things.
For later things to show that you were responsible for such and such for this period of time.
Okay.
And maybe a hiring manager is like, okay, this person has some leadership experience. They handled it for this long, for 2 years.
Gotcha.
They know what they're doing when they're managing 150 females.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
I wonder if you think sororities are the same way, like when it comes to hazing processes?
No, it's not.
Do you know anything about that?
I do.
You do?
There's one that I know, but I'm not 100% sure if it's like true or not, but I know that it's happened before at other places.
Okay.
So it's called, where is it? Blowers? Blower. I'm trying to think of what it is. It's it's been so long that I can't think
What year did you graduate again?
2022.
Okay.
Yeah. But that was so like when we were all out of it, I was just done with all that.
Sure, yeah.
But I think it was like blow or blow.
Okay. Blow or blow.
It was something like that. Blow or blow or snort. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's either you have to give someone oral sex or you have to like snort a line of cocaine.
Oh my gosh. So
it was one of the
two.
Wow,
that's not really great options there.
Yeah. That was one of the options that not options, but those are one of the things that I've heard before.
Yeah.
That some sororities
world?
Do.
Yeah.
It's either that.
That makes sense. Blow
and then
blow.
This is the thing. They would use like one of the frat pledges as the person for that.
Oh geez.
Yes.
Oh yeah. That makes sense. Okay.
Yes.
And wow. No, that's intense stuff. Wow.
But I've never really heard of them really doing anything crazy. The most might have been like drink a fifth of a handle of alcohol in like a night or something.
And again, at the end of the day, if they don't do any of these things, then you're just you didn't make it in.
Yeah.
Sorry,
bud. So yes and no. Let's just say there's just something you're going through. They might understand.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they're going to keep.
They're
going to
find a way.
Yeah.
You're going to find a way.
Unless if you have something like really, like let's just say something, someone passed away or something like that, then they might be understanding.
Right.
But other than that, no way.
Do you know frats that don't do awful things? Or like, I mean, is that even considered one?
The business frats that I know, I'm pretty sure are
more
relaxed.
Okay.
But the worst I would say is probably just drinking a bottle of alcohol.
And so, again, so you never experienced anything in person. It's just kind of like telling these things. But you're like a party guy,
you say.
Can we talk about that? You're like a party guy?
Yeah.
Like when you, because I was kind of snooping through your Instagram a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of these. I've never been to one.
Mm-hmm.
And a dage?
Oh, man, a dage.
What are those like?
A dage is...
I mean, I've been to a music festival. I don't know if it's the same energy, though.
It's close to that. It's literally drinking in a backyard with your friends. That's all it is. And, like, so frat's whole, there's, okay. So there's something called the Row at the University of Delaware.
Okay.
And that's a bunch of crappy houses, probably less than, like, 600 square feet.
Is this the one near Santa Fe?
Behind Santa Fe.
Behind Santa Fe. Like, okay. Yeah. I know that area.
Near the dealerships.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Those crappy houses.
Yeah.
That's the Row.
Okay.
So a lot of kids on Saturdays when you have nothing to do in the middle of the day or, around noon, you're going to go out with your friends to a dage. You're going to go day drink.
Sure.
So that way you can get the, you know, the flow's brewing.
Yeah.
Get ready for the night.
Yeah.
So we would all go there. You just go to a backyard, and there's usually a kid at the front.
Mm.
That's a pledge.
Who are you with?
Exactly.
Who are you with? Right.
Who are you with? Who do you know?
So that's real.
That is real.
I don't know. You remember met Cisco at the murder mystery party?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes.
He always made that joke with me because he knows I always joke about like frat stuff. He's like, dude, it's always like, who are you with? Who do you know? So that's real.
That is very real. That is very real.
Yeah.
So it's who do you know? Like, why are you here? Who told you could be here?
Mm.
And then like half of these kids lived on my freshman floor.
Mm.
So I would just name drop them. And I was friends with them. I'm not going to say I wasn't.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't name drop them if I didn't know them. Or I can give them a quick call and be like, yo, such and such is giving me a hard time. Can you come to the front and let me in? So these kids would just try to give me a hard time. And I'm just like, laugh. As I get to like, when I say I'm 20, I'm just laughing at these folks. Because I'm like, there's no way you're not letting me in. Because I know who's there. And the thing is that you want, if you're a guy, you want to have like a 3-to-4-to-a-guy ratio.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
So, and then when these frats, let's just say, throw a party and you're a guy, you're going to have to cough up some money to get into the party.
Dang.
Yeah. Even when, if you have a large ratio of females to
still have to pay.
And you might go in for like 10 minutes and they're going to kick you out.
Kick you out?
Yes. What,
really?
Yes.
So what, they'll keep an eye on you and be like,
hey,
you had your fun.
You got to go now.
Really? What
and if heck? You don't go, they will like physically.
What happens at these parties besides, is this just day drinking? That's it?
The dages. I'm talking about the parties.
The dages.
Okay. Oh, I had so much fun at the dages.
So that didn't correlate with the dages. It was more for frat parties. For the frat parties. Okay, so for the frat parties, what's the big exclusive thing? Like, besides it's just making more friends and connections?
Yes.
I love that.
One-night stands, I guess, for folks that are more like down party there. Stuff. Yeah, but they're down there, they're all drinking, and you just drink whatever's on tap, which is a keg that they get. It's just Miller Lite or Natty.
I gotta say, there was one time I went to a party in UD, and it was my, I always heard how crappy Natty Lights were. Yes. And I never drank one. Yeah. This party had nothing but natural lights for those, whatever the hell. Yeah. And I drank it. I remember I was like pissed. Mm. I was like,
oh yeah,
because it's just water. It was just water. And I was like,
which is why it's every college kid's dream to just drink straight natty when you're underage. Until, let's just say you turn 21 or something, then you're going to switch to like the Miller Lite and things like that.
Yeah.
But when you're underage and you have to use like a source to get your alcohol, you're just going to get the cheapest with the most amount. So me and my friends, we would sometimes get Rolling Rock.
Rolling Rock? Is that a beer?
Yeah, it is a beer.
Okay.
Not a good one.
Not a good one. Never heard of that.
So it's like Natural Light or Natty. Ooh,
okay.
And we found it. It was, I think, $18 or no, $16 for, oh no, $18 for 36 cans.
Okay.
And that's like 4%. Wow.
4%. Okay.
Think about that. Jeez. As a college kid.
Yeah.
Living on a budget.
Yeah.
Imagine
Party time.
Party time. Like six, seven of those, and you get the flows
ready
brewing.
To go.
So I'm just like, this is our new drink.
Yeah.
And then during these dages, there's a lot of things going on. So they usually have a huge speaker in the back, and then you have cops in front of the row all the time, waiting for a kid to make a mistake.
Oh, so they're not there for anything like called. They got called. They're waiting.
They're just waiting.
Really? Wow.
Yes, they're just
it's
waiting.
It's the Newark cops, too. I'm Newark sure cops. The local ones.
It's not UD police because it's off campus.
Okay, wow.
So UD police are just waiting there, waiting for a drunk kid to have an open container.
Mm.
So another thing with that, folks, sorry. But
if
you did go to a Dage, you'd want to go with like a bottle, like a closed container,
mm-hmm.
some sort of water bottle or something filled with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless if you're drinking beers, you want to walk out with an empty can.
Mm-hmm.
There should be nothing in it. You should have nothing in your hand.
Right, right.
Besides water,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of cops can't tell the difference between vodka and water.
Yeah.
When you're out there.
So they can't say anything.
Nope.
Right.
Because it's all filled in a water bottle.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because no kid's just going to come there with their Tito's handle.
Right, yeah.
Well, no.
Unless you're completely,
idiot.
Yeah, completely idiot.
It's like your first time and you're just going there.
Like, la, 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 la. Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just, but you just want to get pretty drunk mm-hmm. at the Dage, go back to your dining hall, eat mm-hmm. your food up, and get ready for the night.
Mm-hmm.
So
how often did do Dages happen though?
Every Saturday.
It was every Saturday.
Unless there's something called Raid Weekend.
Mm.
That's when like I don't know how, but these frats would find out they would find out when they were going to get raided.
Raided by the cops.
The cops.
Really?
Yes.
What the heck?
Yes. So because let's just say if you have a crazy amount of people in a closed, tight space. That's a fire hazard.
Yeah.
So you can get a citation for that, and you can be arrested for, like...
But that was... So that would be, like, a day of thing, not, like... okay,
well, it can also be a night thing, too.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because let's just say we were all in your... You know, right here, there was 100 people down here.
Yeah.
And there was a fire in the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know how much of a panic that would cause?
Right.
And how everyone would just trample each other? So that's a safety issue.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Did you ever experience a raid yourself?
Yes.
Really? You did?
Yes.
What was that like?
Yes. It's the scariest thing ever.
Now, I mean, how much you want to give? Were you all in there in the head to be ready to leave? Like, were you?
Oh, so as soon as you see everyone running.
That's how you know, right?
You're just running.
Yeah.
And then you just want to get out of there and you want to just go.
Was that at the row?
The row.
Really? That was there?
The row is mainly where it happens.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
that's scary.
It is very scary.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm trying to think. So yeah.
And you dormed there. You dormed at.
I dormed all 4 years at the University of Delaware. Freshman year, COVID year.
Okay.
And then the rest of junior year.
Was that like just the start of your party era, or even in high school were you a fun guy?
So I was a goody two shoes.
Goody two shoes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Fact check that, Gilbert. Let's put it in the comments. Yeah.
Yeah, I was a goody two shoes. He knows.
Conrad, school of science, right?
Yeah,
bunch
full of
nerds. Right, nerds.
Weirdos.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it didn't happen until my friend, one of my really good friends, Noah Katz, if he ever watches his podcast,
mm-hmm.
better see this. he was like, "Yo, Tiki, have a drink." And I'm like, nah, dude, I've never had a drink. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, try it. You might like it. Gives me a shot of Fireball.
Oh, my gosh. That was your first sip of alcohol?
First sip of Fireball.
That's gas.
Very gas.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is good. It has a nice little cinnamon after effect.
Right, yeah.
Not realizing what would happen.
Yeah.
What it would lead to, that first shot.
Yeah.
And then after that, we would just... casually,
it opened a whole new world.
It opened a whole new world.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Then we would just every Friday, Saturday, whenever we wouldn't go out, because we knew that the females on our floors would just go to the frat parties.
Mm-hmm.
So the guys that weren't like pledging or weren't doing anything else, we would just like hang out, drink, and watch UFC, bro.
Nice.
Yeah. Or go on Omegle.
Go on Omegle, yeah.
Omegle.
It's always a great go-to. Yeah.
So we're all just there watching on Omegle, just trying to freaking meet people and just have a good time and just do dumb stuff.
You talking about that kind of reminds me. I've just had a few experiences. Nothing to that level. But I went to like a few college parties mm-hmm. on Courtney Road. I don't know if you know Courtney.
I know where Courtney Road
is. Yeah, in that little neighborhood area.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a few friends that had a house there. And part of me realized, I was like, I feel like this is the closest I'll get to a frat party. It was mm-hmm. just a typical college people getting together, drinking in a house, barely furnished, maybe a rinky-dink couch in a corner.
And a beanie in the corner.
Yeah, like a beanie.
and just bongs, liquor bottles
all over the place. It's just filthy and a mess. And yes. I remember I would go there, and they would party like maybe like every Friday night or something that type of energy. And there was an era I was going because I was always getting invited, and I remember just walking around being like, man, like, but sometimes you would just get so drunk enough to where you don't even care. Like, you're just there to
party.
Like,
you don't even care about anything else.
Right. Yeah.
You have like no emotion. You just want to keep drinking.
I remember one of the first times, though, that I did go there. And if he's listening to this, one of my friend Amani, it was his birthday. And I went to the house, and I'm still kind of new to this environment. Like, I'm not big on this type of energy, but I'm going there for his birthday and stuff like that. And it's like a packed house, all these things, and everyone like was like super drunk. But I haven't like hit that world yet of like, oh, I'm gonna get like wasted. But I just had a few beers, trying to be social.
Yeah.
And everyone's at a different level, to a point where I felt more alone. And I'm just like,
I know that feeling.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh man, like everyone's having fun, but I think I'm ready just not to go. There. Yeah, I'm not there, and I think I'm ready to go. So I would tell myself I'm gonna sneak out. Like maybe like just low-key, yeah, no one's gonna notice all this stuff. And my car was parked at the end of the driveway, and it was so funny. I mean, everyone's probably too drunk to even remember this, but I got in the car and I'm like trying to make a low-key escape. The headlights beamed at the window, and I remember this one kid opened up the blinds. And they're all like clearly trying to figure out who's leaving. And I'm like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, shit. And then I'm like trying to back up and stuff like that. But that was like one of the first times I had. I remember I think I even made like, I think I'd like had one of my friends like fake call me. I'm like, hey, call me like so I can just
leave,
dip out of here. Yeah. But that was like one of my first experiences there. But everything after that, I remember I like slept over there one time too, and waking up feeling, I'm sure you felt this, feeling nasty.
Yes.
And
you just feel disgusted.
Regret.
Yes.
The regret.
Feel it. Like, you feel like you're dirty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just from drinking. And you're not doing anything else. You're just drinking.
Right.
And in the next morning, you just feel dirty.
You're just like, it's like the hangover energy, and you're just like, I'm ready to leave.
Dehydrated. I just want to go get like Mickey D's or something and go home.
I remember that same morning I woke up where I was feeling that way. My one friend, We don't live too far from our houses, but I was like, man, I'm trying to go home. But for some, I forget why I didn't have my car with me. But he was like, oh, we'll just like, you know, let's take the DART bus. I'm like, F that, dude. Like, I don't want to take the DART bus.
That sounds like a fun time, though.
Maybe it would have been experience, but I guess I'm just too high class. And I was like, I don't want to take the bus, man. And then I literally ended up calling my cousin. Like, I was like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, pick us up. But yeah, maybe it would have been an experience, but that was, yeah, just kind of go off there. But kind of going back to you again, any other stories you have to share that from the tiki history of Partyville?
Or just Partyville?
Yeah.
Not Partyville, but I know things at UD, they're pretty hectic. Like,
okay.
I don't know if you remember, but a couple years ago, or usually they have like these anti-Christ, lesbian, homosexual protesters that come to UD
on the green
just trying to start like a riot you know, have one of those kids touch them so they can sue the crap out of them
and
there's police officers just lined up right in between, like barricading them, the rioters and the students. So there's this
one
people
year, are just yelling at each other.
They're
just
all
like,
just yelling,
you're wrong,
at you're wrong. Yeah, that's all it is. But then there was one year, oh man, there was these girls that I knew. One of them was my lab partner, it was her friend. She sent it was on her story. So it was her and her other friend. What happened was, in front of like those protesters, they just started making out.
Oh.
Female on female action.
Yeah. Just to make it more upset.
Just to like piss them off.
Yeah.
And
oh my gosh.
they were so mad.
Yeah.
And they were like playing obscene like music, like
oh no.
Yes. My back.
Yeah, sure.
So they're playing those types of music.
Oh my
just
gosh.
To like piss them off.
Yeah.
And everyone is loving it except for the rioters.
Right.
Or like their protesters.
Yeah. And aren't they like kind of fenced in? Like,
yeah,
they have
on their own little fence on a public sidewalk.
Is that like a scheduled thing? How does that even do?
I guess they do. I guess
weird.
I guess they go to every different university along the East Coast, just trying to
freedom of speech.
Just right, to really? Have one kid provoke maybe. Them and touch them or physically assault
they
them.
They really want to get yeah,
get that
yeah,
money. They want to get the money.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've seen that.
That's sad, man.
Yeah. What else? Something funny though. I think you would love. Mm. Oh man, my alcoholism went from the freshman to to crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, it was another level.
Yeah.
So
really, a lot of experience.
A lot of experience of trying a lot of different things.
Yeah, yeah.
What's
your favorite drink? Like, what would you say?
If I just went to a bar, like,
let's say you go to a bartender or something like that.
Just give me a go Miller.
I love that, dude. Simple,
just give
yeah.
Me a Miller.
A good old Miller.
You don't need anything complicated.
Yes.
You don't need anything complicated.
Like for me, it's like 5-6 Millers in. I'm there. If I want to get worse, I'll take more.
Yes. Yes. But if you need something where you don't have a hangover, but you get drunk pretty fast, for those that are listening that are over the age of 21,
yeah.
Vodka soda with lime juice.
Ooh.
And you're fine.
That's it. Vodka soda with lime juice.
Yes.
Interesting. A specific soda, or is it that vodka soda they called that?
No, it's just, so it's vodka, club soda.
Okay.
Yeah, and lime juice.
Oh, love that. Yeah.
That's all it is. It's simple, easy.
That's one thing I will actually want to get better at is knowing what to ask for. Because, I mean, like you just said, Miller's always just a go-to option. For me, I'm more of a beer guy.
Yes.
Like, if I'll go to the bar, I'm more like beer, cool. But, like, some people go there with, like, fancy requests.
Yes.
And I get overwhelmed. I'm like, I wouldn't tell rum and coke, maybe. I'll do a rum and coke, which is still great, but
vodka cran, like something simple, nothing too complicated to the point where it's like you need 6 different types of alcohol and
the bartender's like overwhelmed trying to figure it out.
Trying to figure it out. I gotta Google this. In a rush.
In a rush.
Because you gotta think about it. You're in a bar.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not trying to make a complicated drink. They're just trying to get the drinks out as fast as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I usually just try to grab Miller, because it's easier when you're moving around the bar. You don't want to lose what you pay for.
Yeah.
When you have those mixed drinks, they're not in a can. They're in that cup.
Yeah.
So if someone knocks it, they're going
to
spill
something. That's another good point, too. It's just easier to have a beer, man. It's just easier. It's funny, JC, my girlfriend, every time we're out and I'll maybe have a beer, she's like, you kiss me first, because she hates the taste of beer. She hates the taste of beer. She's like, before you do that, like, kiss me, because I'm not going to kiss you the rest of the night. So, get that.
No, yeah. I get that. It's a different just – feeling, taste, smell.
Yeah, it's an acquired. It's literally like before. I remember when I. It's funny. This is a fun. Hopefully, I'm not incriminating my family by doing this. But when I was really little, maybe I'll have to Google if this is okay to say. But when I was really little, I mean, it's fine. When I was really little, me and my cousins, my dad humored it and let us try a tiny little sip.
Oh, that's nothing. Yeah, that's nothing.
Tiny. And but what's funny is I remember the moment me and my cousins tried that was all like at the same party. All of us were immediately like, ew, like, I'm sure if you remember the first time you tasted beer, like, oh, man, this is disgusting. I want nothing to do with this. But then, you get older. Yeah, exactly. You get older, you see alcohol, and you're like, yeah. But you get accustomed to it because more people are like, sure, yeah. I think it really is like, dependent on just the surroundings and the environment you put yourself in. Going to those parties. Sometimes it sucks that peer pressure is a thing, but you're just kind of like.
You're sucked into it.
Yeah, I'm like, let me just try a beer. And you just keep drinking and drinking. And my dad's a beer drinker too. He loves Miller, so he brings it home, and I'm just me and him share a beer. So it's like a good time there.
It's good. It's reasonable. It's nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Because, in college, all I would drink was Coronas.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, Spanish.
They were expensive.
Dom from Fast and Furious.
And I would always come with the lime too, bro.
Oh yeah.
I would always drink it. I'd have a bottle, put the lime in, flip it.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Get that lime.
We need to have a night. We need to have a night. Yeah, yeah. Maybe, okay, Gilbert and Lara's wedding night. There we go. I keep joking with
them. That's going to be a good night.
I keep joking with them. I was like, guys, we're going to open bar? I don't know.
It's not a bad choice.
You're not going to waste your money. We'll put it that way.
I'll take like 10-15% of the open bar revenue right
now. Right,
right. Consumption, the limit.
Exactly. We'll go ahead and party there.
Yeah, but... trying to think of some quality things that should be on the podcast from my time at UD.
I love this. Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Oh my God. So there was my junior year, I had an electric bike.
Okay.
So I would use that to go from one end of campus to the other end because my classes were pretty far.
Did you buy that or make it?
Buy it.
Okay, nice.
That would have been impressive.
Yeah, right.
I'm not that smart.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's one of the more Filipino kids or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Like the isolated Filipino kids.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I would take that and then I would use that to go to work because at UD, I work with a football team.
Mm.
So I would travel up and down the East Coast, you know, with them. Go to every game.
Mm.
So I needed to get to work. I can't like Uber or walk to the bus stop.
Where are you working again? Where?
UD football.
UD football.
So like I'd have practice to go to every night or in the morning.
Okay.
I can't Uber to work when that just takes away my entire paycheck. Like we're only making like 10 or 12 bucks an hour. We're not getting anything crazy.
Yeah.
So we would do that. And then, so I was like, let me just get a bike. Mm-hmm. It'd make everything 10 times easier. And all I have to do is just charge it.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, using my bike. Uh-oh. I get drunk.
Ooh.
And I'm just riding my bike in the open road like it's nothing. Luckily,
nothing happened. On the open road?
Yes. This is like 2 in the morning. There's no cars.
This like from the Bob, I'm assuming? Because you say you do football. Oh, no. I'm picturing the road and the Bob.
Well, no. This is like from a friend's house.
Oh, a friend's house.
I'm sorry. I should have clarified.
Okay.
So I just go to my friend's house drunk, like, you know, get drunk there and then ride the bike back home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just do that a lot of times. And then there's times where I looked it up. Sadly, I can get a DUI if I was ever caught.
Really? Wow.
Because the speeds excess over 20 miles an hour.
Mm.
So technically, that qualifies as a motor.
Was it still okay to drive on the open road or no?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, do you have
There's a bike lane. No.
Oh, the bike lane. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
so I'd always go on the sidewalks, or if I'm like really just trying to get through, then I would go on the main street, sure. Like the open door, like, you know, in between the cars.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't really have. I'd try to go through the back roads.
I love that. It's like Peter Parker. Yeah.
So I would just do that. And then one day, it's 8 a.m. Mm. I have class.
Mm-hmm.
It was theater.
Theater?
Yes.
Theater class. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you got a little actor in you.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So,
did you want to take that? I was just a little side tangent.
I was just taking it for for giggles.
Love that. Yeah, yeah.
It was a class where I had to like portray a parent for like nursing students.
Okay.
So I was like yelling at them, cursing at them, like
nice.
Just wow. Like throwing a tantrum at, yeah. And like I have a fake child next to me in a hospital setting.
Okay.
Like the room is like you're
it's looks like a real, it's a real acting class.
It's then. A real you're acting class and wow. You look it's like if you're at Christiana Hospital where oh, it wow. Has like all the tools, everything, like all the medicines in the drawers. Wow. They have to use their badges to like unlock stuff.
That's cool. Wow.
And I would just abuse those nurses verbally. Verbally.
Yeah. Because that's the character. Yeah. Right.
So I had to get to my class to abuse people early in the morning. And next thing you know, I wake up and I'm like, my bike's gone.
Oh.
Someone stole it. So I guess there was somebody following me for weeks.
Oh, knowing your route and all that stuff.
Yes, where I was, like I go to the library this
certain day. Dude.
So I had a stalker. I'm pretty sure.
You had if they're listening to this, I mean, I'm assuming, did you do any investigation?
So that's the thing.
Okay.
My friends did
because you know people there, yeah. They're probably, they know the bike,
yeah, I'm assuming. So they investigated
wow.
It and the
wow.
Thing is that there's not many of those bikes on the market,
sure,
yeah. So and each bike has a certain key to its like battery to unlock it, to remove it from like its whatever it is on the
so you think this person had a key or did they
no
was
so
it broken
it, like whatever it, no, they no, did no. So this is the thing, so in order for me to unlock the battery to know that it's mine, I had the key. I had an actual key on my set of keys for my apartment.
Yeah.
So no one else can unlock that battery besides me.
Mm.
Unless if they went to the company and ordered a new set.
Mm.
So this guy was stalking me for, I think, about a week.
Well, that's scary, man.
I know.
What the heck?
Yeah. So my friends found him on Facebook Marketplace.
Wow.
Selling my bike.
How much?
Was for $350.
$350.
And was I bought it for $5.
Wow. So he wasn't even a smart thief.
No. And I made a, like, I filed an official complaint with UD police and everything. Told him, like, hey, this is guy. This guy has my bike.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, we'll look into it.
They didn't do anything.
That means they're not
looking into it. They're not doing it. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just there without a bike, and I'm like, I really just spent $500 on a brand new
bike. How long did you have it for?
Say a month.
Oh, dude, that sucks. Dang. And again, after contacting the police and everything, it was just left at that.
It was just left there.
Imagine you buy it back. No, but yeah.
I'm not buying another
bike. No, yeah.
But I'm just like, I was so mad. That sucks. And I'm like, what's the point of my tuition dollars going towards your pocket if you're not going to do anything? And I found the person that had the bike.
Yeah, literally, it's right there.
And they're like, no, so.
Well, in those marketplaces, I mean, now at this point, it's said and done, but isn't his address on there or no? Oh, no.
He would just meet up in the spot, but it said that he was in the inner city of Wilmington.
Oh, jeez.
So I was like, it ain't worth it. Yeah. We looked up his Facebook profile. It wasn't pleasant, folks.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So not. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Gilbert's not a parole officer yet at the point.
Yeah. So otherwise, I would have called Gilbert to, you know, just.
Yo, Gilbert, handle this. Or we'll just get the SWAT vest on.
SWAT vest on.
Break in there and take the.
With the battering the ram back. And get my bike back.
Yeah. Get the bike back.
But.
That blows, dude. Dang.
It was horrible.
Yeah. That stuff is scary, though. Yeah, I mean, we never had anything to that extent, but I remember in my old house, my dad had his bike stolen. And it's scary to think someone went to, like, in your area of living.
Yeah, my apartment. Yeah, and then it's locked. Yeah, it's locked on the bike rack.
Yeah.
And they just broke it. And what sucks is that there's no cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can do anything about it.
Dang, man. That sucks. Yeah. So Tiki has a, you know, a wild college life and everything like that. Afterwards, you're just living. What are you doing these days?
Living, dude. I'm just working, going to school.
School. You said neuroscience earlier?
Yeah, I did neuro.
Neuroscience. Okay.
Yeah, I did neuroscience now. I'm doing my MBA in healthcare.
And you said you want your own practice and everything like that? That's going to be awesome.
Hopefully. Yeah, one day. We'll see. And then, or work as a practice administrator or something like on that C-level suite.
Yeah.
C-suite.
Well, I'm glad you're in United Medical then. It's a good stepping stone.
Yeah, it's a good way to get there. My best friend's sister works there. You know her. Nicole.
Oh, you're friends with Kyle.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Kyle Ocampo. Shout out to Kyle Ocampo.
Yeah, shout out to Kyle Ocampo. Yes, yeah, man.
My Filipino brother.
Yeah, 100%. Nice. That's nice. Do you guys dorm together?
Yes, that was another thing. Yes.
Is that how you guys met?
Yes.
Like, through dorming together and stuff like that?
That was a crazy thing. So it was sophomore year, the beginning of like
small world. What the heck? Yeah. It's weird, man.
It was sophomore year. It was like the second half of the semester, and spring semester. You were just trying to find like open spots. So I had my freshman year roommates, and then we were gonna add someone else on, and that's when COVID hit.
Oh, geez, yeah.
So and then they weren't living on campus because all their classes were online, and my classes were in person.
Mm.
So I didn't have a choice but to stay on campus.
Mm, okay.
So then I find these three random guys. I'm like, all right, cool. Let me just put my name in there as a fourth random. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And it was Kyle.
Mm,
so
that's cool.
Kyle reached out to me. He was like, yo, are you Pratik Patel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. Like, are you Kyle O?
Love it. Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that's me. What's up, bro? Like,
yeah,
like
you swiped right on me, dude.
Yeah. Essentially. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So pretty much that's how I met Kyle. And then junior year, going into junior year, COVID was official, so like. Mm. They paired us up with two other kids.
Mm.
One of them went to my high school, so I knew him. Or I knew of him, but I didn't know him.
Mm.
And the other one I didn't know, but he was friends with the kid that I knew.
Okay.
So we all got, you know...
Everyone got along.
Everyone got along. There was no problems or issues.
It must have sucked to have been in college at that era, though, man, to deal with all that.
Yeah. That was a horrible time, because if you go to the bars, there was only four people at a table.
Yeah, yeah. I remember, I think I went to... Oh no, dude! I think I told this story before, but I remember I hated the bars around that era because it was my 23rd birthday.
Mm-hmm.
The thing, this is 2021,
mm-hmm.
2021, and the bars are still being pretty anal about the whole thing.
Yes.
And this is where I was like I was pro safety.
I get it.
But like there were certain points I was like, okay, now it's too much. But I'm pro safety. Like, all right, yeah, like let's social distance, wear the mask. Like, I'm not gonna be one of those. Like, don't do that.
No, yeah.
But we went to Klondike Kate's, And we walked in, and we were just like, listen, we know there's probably going to be social distancing.
Yes.
Let's see if we can get a seating outside. That makes life a lot easier.
Yes.
This is, and I was like, okay, this is where I disagree with their whole process. They did put us outside because we requested. I'm like, all right, cool. But it had to be like four people at a table. And that was like, okay. Like, that's where I was like, okay, all right, sure, fine. So we're all talking, like turning around, talking to people over here, whatever, trying to mingle. And we had one friend who was, you know, had a few drinks in her, and she just kept standing up.
Oh.
The guy comes over. You got to sit down.
And she's...
It's regulations. And this is where I was like, what is that going to do? First of all, we're outside. You put us at different tables. Her standing up is an issue. So that just to get that rant out. Like, yeah. I was just like...
That was a time.
It was a time because no one knew what was okay, what wasn't okay.
Yeah.
And that was a whole example of me. I thought was like, okay, like that was fine for her to
Stand up. Yeah.
Because she kept standing up talking. She's like, ah, blah, 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 blah.
And I'm was another thing. At the bars, it would just suck. And also, I was the only one that was 21 at the time. So I didn't have anyone to go to the bars with.
Oh, dang.
So like, it didn't matter for me.
Yeah.
But like, I was just like, okay. But it was horrible. It wasn't really like
boring.
Fun.
What's your favorite bar to go to on Main Street? Do you have a favorite?
I love Grottos.
Everyone loves Grottos.
I loved Grottos.
Why? Like, you know what? For me, I guess
I just knew a lot of people that would go there.
Okay.
That were like in my classes or that I just knew.
I think it depends because I'm a dance environment guy.
So then Kate's.
Yeah. That's why Kate's I liked going to Kate's. Kate's had its moments though because when you go in that dance floor.
Uh-huh.
People are just standing.
And then you're squished.
I can't stand it. There was like maybe a few nights we got lucky. I'm like, there's some space.
Yeah, you have to go, I think, like on a Thursday night or something.
You got to find it has to be the perfect storm because it needs to be, or like the perfect recipe because you need the good DJ.
Yes.
And then there needs to be enough space to dance.
You don't get the good DJs until the weekend.
That one too.
And then you just.
It's just that. So it's just like, what the heck? I remember a place that I did like that they were playing, I don't know if they did all the time, was Deer Park. Deer Park was pretty good.
And Deer Park is good on Thursdays.
Because
they have live bands. And it's pitcher's night.
Oh, okay.
So
good to know. All right, there we go. We'll have to...
Pitchers.
There we go.
It gets you drunk pretty fast.
Yeah. Nice.
So I would just, you know, two to three pitchers.
You think that place is haunted? They say that place is haunted. Do you know anything about that? No.
Speaking of that place, my friend... And this other girl got into a fight, or she like pulled her ear and like smacked her. I don't know. Oh. I don't remember. She yanked her hair. The girl turned around. I'm coming back from the bathroom, and all my friends are like holding each other back.
Yeah.
And I just go into the middle of it and like just start holding someone up. And then one of my friends from China, who's back there now, he picked up one of our friends was like, we got to go
before the
cops come.
Yeah.
And we're just like, oh my God, what just happened until we got outside? And they're like, oh, this girl kept bumping me and just giving me a look and
people
stuff.
People get angry.
Yeah. And she was like, it was time for her. Or I think she yanked her first.
Oh, geez.
Like the other girl did to my friend.
Yeah.
And then she was like, all right, it's over. And I just get back and it's just us holding
back. Right. Yes. Yeah.
Because they were all getting ready to square up in the middle of Deer Park upstairs on that second floor.
Yeah.
And you know how tight that space is.
Uh-huh. 100%. Yeah. So. I remember the time I did go with that time I danced, when I went up there, it was emo night.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and it was.
That sounds horrible.
It was an experience. I didn't stay, but I remember I was like, emo night. Let me see what's going on here. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it was just like collars, spike collars, and hot. It was like every Hot Topic employee ever. Like,
I was like,
this is fun. I'm going back downstairs.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've. Oh, at Deer Park, that I loved it for Thursday specifically, but then towards the end of senior year, we met the Plain White Tees.
Oh, what? They were there?
They were just hanging out downstairs in the bar.
Was it like, was there like a crowd around them? Or did someone recognize
you guys? Not really. No, there wasn't a crowd around them.
What the heck? They were in Delaware hanging out?
Well, they had the spring concert.
Okay.
So or the senior concert, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
like on one of the days they throw on the green like a festival for all those seniors.
Right.
And
they
bring out an artist. So they brought up the Plain White Tees this year, or the year that I graduated.
Mm.
And we knew that we couldn't get into Grottos or Kate's after that whole festival because it was just so packed.
Right.
So we were like, we don't have a choice. We just got to go to Deer Park on like a Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah.
We go there and they're just there hanging out at the bar, just mm-hmm. drinking. Mm-hmm. And we're all taking pictures with them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're crazy. Dope people.
Yeah, I'm sure. No, that's cool. What a time running into the plain white tees.
Yes.
Just out of nowhere. One thing I want to ask, do you know anything about the, because I actually have a video that kind of went viral that I did there. I recreated with some friends, the Friends intro mm-hmm. at the UD Fountain.
Yeah.
We recreated there. And then, but what I'm about to bring up is, so one of my friends was like, we have to get in there. And the other one was like, no. Do you know what people do in that fountain?
Oh my God, it's crazy.
So what, like, is that true? Like people pee or do crazy things?
Yeah,
in that fountain?
So usually one of the senior traditions is that you're supposed to jump into the pool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, but the thing is, I couldn't do it. My friends were able to do it.
Yeah, okay.
But the cop came as soon as we pulled up.
So they're still pretty strict. Like, they hate it. They just hate it when
they're very strict, even though they know that every senior is going
to do it. It's
going
to always happen, right?
Yes. And then they have like dedicated days where you can do your senior portraits in the fountain with a police escort.
What? Okay.
I don't need a police escort for a foot of
shallow
water.
Right,
like
what's going to happen? Drown? Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to drown in the shallow water when there's 50 people around me doing the same exact thing who would notice that if I'm drowning.
Yeah, yeah.
I think someone would, you know, help me, especially the photographer.
Exactly, yeah.
But, oh, man. And then speaking of that, the senior portraits. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
Randomly, when I was taking my senior pictures, mm-hmm. I ran into Gilbert while he was doing his.
I was there.
No, you were
I remember. So I think that was the first time I saw you. I was there because it's funny. I vlogged it. That vlog never went up. I probably should put it up eventually. But he was there because I think it was Gio taking his photo.
It was Gio.
Gio was there. I was there kind of in the back. And I remember I was just kind of vlogging, like recording his thing, just hanging out with him. Because he was like, come along.
Sure.
But I remember that. I remember that while we were at the fountain.
Yes.
Yeah, all I see is an Indian man walking towards Gilbert, and then Laura got excited.
And she was like,
she's like, oh my God, it's Tiki. And I'm sitting there like, oh, Gilbert has other friends. Like, I didn't know this.
Not surprised.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, yeah,
but that was the first time I saw you, I remember.
Yes, yeah. That was probably one of the few times. Yeah. And then, because I haven't seen Gilbert in almost like 2 years.
Oh, so that was like a big moment.
Yeah, since I've seen him for a while, because we would like play video games and stuff. Like,
yeah, yeah.
We had our means of communication, mm-hmm. but it's just that we never physically got to see each other.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was the first time I saw him, and it was just a coincidence that we were best friends throughout high school.
Yeah,
and then really good friends, and then at the end of our college career, just miraculously we were.
It's fate. Exactly. Like, and you guys got the photo. I think you guys.
We got our photos. My friends were like, "Oh, you're fine."
Yeah, yeah.
And then they took pictures without me. But
right. Yeah. Because what are the odds that you know same time, same day, and all that stuff? Like you guys walking around.
And now look at him. He's the reason why I'm at United Medical.
Yeah. Look at that man. Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you guys were you guys the same grade?
Yes.
Was the same grade and everything?
I came into Conrad as a freshman.
Okay.
And he was like the only other, you know, Asian that I kind of like saw.
Another foreigner. Bonded through.
Another foreigner.
Yeah, the minorities are bonding.
And Conrad, for those that don't know, at the time it was a predominant white school. So
it was like a breath of fresh air, yellow and brown.
Yellow and brown.
But you guys lock eyes and just fell in love.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Freshman year going in, it's just there's not that many like other minorities. So I see Gilbert and I'm like, all right, what's up? You know, I'm playing football with him.
Yeah.
We're there. I'm the quarterback. He's my running back. So we get along pretty well.
Oh, nice.
And then we just, you know, became
really... So sports definitely helped, like being on the same football team.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that was my way in. Yeah. I knew I wanted to play sports going into school because I was going into a brand new school that I knew no one.
Yeah.
Besides a couple of kids that I went to middle school with.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, sports is definitely going to help me, like, meet other people.
Yeah.
Which I'm grateful for because the friends that I have, I know they're going to be watching this. I love you all. RIP Ben. But Conrad football was the reason why where I am, I'd say. Because they helped me develop throughout college, but like high school, and then those guys are still the same guys that I hung out in college.
Yeah.
Helped me. Had someone always to rely back on, so I appreciate them.
You think that was like the era you broke your shell, maybe? Like kind of became the
high first? School? I would say high school is there, but I was like a really goody-goody two-shoes back in high school. But I had my like good friends, so it was fine. But I think college freshman year was definitely when I broke my shell.
Broke your shell.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I just started doing different things.
Did you always live here in Delaware?
Oh, no. So I lived in Delaware pretty much all my life except for 6 months after college.
6 months after college.
I moved to Florida.
Okay.
I lived near Orlando.
Oh.
I worked in tech sales.
Wow. So, okay, wow.
I was selling HR platform.
Okay.
So it was good. It was good money. I just didn't love it.
Yeah. 6 months after college, this is pretty recent
that
you were in Florida.
About a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't what you were hoping it would be?
And I also got rejected from grad schools at the time.
Okay.
So I was just like, it's either that or just do something with my life. Like, I don't want to just sit at home and be a deadbeat kid with a college degree.
Yeah.
So then I was like, all right, tech sales, let's go. Let's get this money rolling.
Did you know people in Florida? Or you that was just a move you went on
just,
your own?
I just,
here we go.
Here we go. Life relocate. Change. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was isolated. I knew no one there. Well, my dad's friend lived about 30 minutes away.
Okay.
So I'd go there every now and then.
Yeah.
But mainly I would just stay at home. I went through a hurricane there.
Oh, geez.
Yes. Yeah. That was an experience. And then I got admitted into grad school at Regent University in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yes. So I was like, all right, I'm going back home. I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going into healthcare now. So I moved back, and that's when I hit up Gilbert, because I knew he worked at United Medical.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, yo, you guys hiring? And he was like, yeah, we're hiring. Come on.
Yeah.
So then he brought me along. I'm good. I come to your church events.
Yeah. Yeah. You show up.
So
yeah, that's cool.
A lot of the Filipinos know me.
A lot of them know you.
You know me.
Yeah.
So, and
Franz,
then,
you should have came on.
You should have came on.
Franz,
man.
You should have came on.
We come
on. Next time we got to get Franz. He was hesitant to come on, but we'll get him on.
But then, so then it was a good way. And then, what is it? It's a good way to just like meet other Filipinos. United Medical is filled with a lot of Filipinos.
Yeah. Yeah, the moment that was United Medical was literally my awakening to getting back into my culture.
Yes.
Because, and that's like not like it's a joke, but it's not a joke at the same time, because for the longest time, and I remember, I mean, this is kind of going to my religious side a little bit, but I was like praying for like community and stuff like that. But and as soon as I get to United Medical, Gilbert was, if I'm being honest, Gilbert was literally the person that got me connected to everyone I know now and pretty much the whole new community I know. So.
Yes.
And I always tell people it's such a funny origin story. It was the first time I had the first conversation I had with him, because I thought he was Chinese. I'm like, Chinese kid. Nice.
That's exactly what. Yeah. When the first time I met Gilbert, I thought he was just some Chinese dude because his last name is Wong.
Yeah, exactly. And that doesn't help it.
That
in
does
any
not
way.
Help.
It doesn't help his situation.
And then he's like, dude, I'm not Chinese.
I'm like, yeah, you are. Somebody's like, I'm American. Like, you're not American, Val. Look at
and
you.
And then I see him with his, you know, red and American white. What is it? Stickers on the back of his
right.
car.
Right, yeah, he has all his like American stickers. I'm like, you're just trying to blend in, pal.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to
he's
do.
He's just trying to be a Southerner.
Yeah, he's trying to be a Southerner. But the first conversation I have with the guy, where he started, I think, a month earlier than me, so we're both relatively new to the job. And then
He started in high school, I remember.
Yeah.
He started out the thing in like 10th grade or something.
We were in a break room singing happy birthday, and I know none of these people. I'm just like, oh, happy birthday. Okay, you're on my team. I don't know who you are.
Who are you?
And Gilbert's next to me. Well, before we sang, Gilbert's next to me, and then he's just like,
yes.
You Filipino? He's like, aren't we all? and then like, from there, I will say, there's actually more of a moving part, but that kind of was the first interaction.
Yes.
But I remember the actual moment where I was like, oh, we're going to be friends. We had a mutual coworker. She came up to me one day because she knows I had my desk decorated with Star Wars stuff.
Okay. Dude, my desk is decorated with Star Wars stuff at UM.
You're a big Star Wars fan.
Yes.
Right. I think
the church still has my poster. I need that back.
What do you mean
not poster? The stop sign.
Oh, really?
Yes. I need to get that back. So when you go back to church, please find it.
Get your stop sign?
Yes.
Nice, nice. Please, okay, please, okay. I need it. We'll document this. But I remember a coworker comes up to me, and because she sat next to Gilbert a lot, and she was like, you know, Gilbert's a Star Wars fan. And I'm like, that guy's a Star Wars fan? Because he was just quiet, scanning Chinese kids. He was just scanning AOBs, like whatever, all day, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, he's a Star Wars fan? She's like, yeah, like he has like a wall of Funko Pops.
Yeah,
like,
Star Wars stuff.
And I was like, what? So me being, you know, I'm just an extrovert, and he, I know he won't walk over to me. I walk over to him, and I'm just staring at him. He's like, what?
What?
I was like, you're a Star Wars fan? He's like, yeah. I was like, huh. And then I forget, there was a small conversation there. I go back up, but I remember this is what spoke volumes to me. He came up, and I was like, oh. It was like, he came up, and then he started talking to me about, like, Star Wars stuff, small things.
You were just, like, clicked.
It clicked. Yeah, we fell in love. There we go. Yeah. And then the rest is history, but, yeah, no. And look at that. Then he brought us together.
Yes, and I appreciate you, Gilbert.
We appreciate you, Gilbert. Yeah, that's some Gilbert love right there. Yeah. Maybe we got it. We know it would be a great podcast. You, him, and Franz.
Oh, my God.
The four of us. I think that will be good. And we'll have a new guest on board. He will be returning. You return. I think that will be good. We'll cook something up there.
We'd have to do that on the weekend, though. Weekdays are
we'll have to figure it out. Yeah, it's so hard to schedule.
I decided to skip an assignment to come here today. Oh, this is much more important. It's okay, though.
This is the show, guys. Like, it's a prestigious show. So, yeah. Tell all your friends about it.
Oh, we'll
have them on.
Yeah, subscribe. Everyone needs to subscribe. And follow Ethan on all of his social media handles. You know he's going to drop it somewhere down
here. We'll drop it right here. We'll put it in post. We'll put the logos right here and all that stuff. But, yeah, well, listen, we've hit about an hour. Mm-hmm. And, listen, this is where we'll pretty much wrap up. But is there anything else you want to talk about before we go? Or until part two?
Part two. I'd love to come back.
Yeah, I'd love to have you back.
Keep talking about everything. Just, you know, everything that's been going on in the past year. So,
yeah.
I'd love to do a part two with a couple of my other good buddies. So hopefully we have Gilbert and Franz here next time. And we can just have a conversation.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or anyone else.
Yeah, anyone else. Let me know. And then we'll go from there. When they see this episode, they'll be like, oh, I'm interested. Let's get back on. This podcast, the mission is to talk about like really anything.
Anything.
Promote Delaware personalities and like, you know, just like if you have something fun to talk about. Let's just talk about it. Yeah. That's the goal with it, man. Yeah.
It was a great conversation today here with Ethan.
Yeah.
You guys just need to keep following him.
Yeah,
spread the love.
Spread the love. You were a great guest, Tiki. Anything? I mean, I like to ask people this because sometimes they do have something to promote. Do you have something you want to promote?
Not really.
No, there's
nothing I'm working on.
You want people to follow you on Instagram or anything like that?
I mean, if you like to follow me, Ethan will put my handle somewhere.
Yeah, we'll put it right there.
But yeah. I mean, just nothing.
I'm gonna put a photo of him dressed as Aladdin that I saw on his Instagram.
Oh my God, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I'll put that right there.
If you follow my Instagram, you'll see how I transition from innocent soul to where I am. So if you want to see the transformation, go ahead and follow my handle down below.
Yeah, everyone, thanks again for tuning in on this episode. Tiki was a great time. We're definitely going to have him back. But listen, show some support. The YouTube channel, subscribe, like this video, check out the past videos. If you want to get to know Gilbert, hey, he was in the SWAT films. If he was in the other podcast, go ahead and check him out. But hey, if you listen to this podcast and you were interested, go ahead and shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Ethan Hahn Productions. The YouTube channel's Ethan Hahn Productions. We have vlogs, skits, and podcasts on there coming out every week. Guys, hey, go ahead and subscribe, show some love. We're gonna have a few projects coming out. Babyface, a SWAT story, is being worked on right now, and we'll be starring my girlfriend as Babyface from the SWAT Godfather story. So go ahead and check that out when it comes out. Tell your friends to check out the SWAT storyline. Well, you're currently over 1,000 views now on SWAT Godfather. So
let's go.
That is super exciting.
Let's go, yeah, everyone.
And the views are going up slowly, which is actually pretty cool. So something in the promotion side is working, so go ahead and check out the short films. One thing I do want to pitch is the other podcast that I help produce, Stay Paid Podcast. If you own a business, if you are a real estate agent or an insurance agent, go ahead and check it out. I produce that podcast. Go ahead and show them some love. They're on Spotify and Apple. Again, if you need anything marketing tip related, go ahead and check them out. Give them a listen. Luke and Josh are the hosts of that, and great personalities, and they're going to give you the best marketing tips, and the video is provided on YouTube at the company Reminder Media. So go ahead and check that out. If you have any more questions, go ahead and send me a message on Instagram. But that's pretty much it, everyone. Listen, thanks again for watching. And remember, this has been Ethan Hahn plus
Tiki Patel.
Now we do some fake talking like on the talk shows.
Let's go.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep. Yep. My girlfriend is always like, you make the guests so uncomfortable when you make them do that. But I was like, you know what? No, it's okay. We're just going to keep talking. Credits are rolling right now as we're talking.
So,
and we'll just